The Triad Sports Car Club is holding its first autocross of the season this Sunday at the Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The cars will range from someone's commuter Honda to another's highly modified BMW. The goal is to drive your car through a small track marked by orange traffic cones faster than anyone else driving a similar vehicle, or at least faster than your previous attempts. John Bird of Davidson, North Carolina, began autocrossing 40 years ago as a college student with an old Opel.
We call it a low-speed driving competition where you drive through a predetermined course, which is typically marked by traffic cones. Usually they will be in a venue like we have here at Dixie Classic Fairground, or they'll be on a racetrack or perhaps a big parking lot. And we drive through that predetermined course marked with traffic cones for the fastest time. It's like, for example, the top speeds we may get might be 50 or 60 miles an hour, but as tight as the courses are, it's almost like driving 120 miles an hour out on the highway or on a racetrack.
Bird says when he started, he wanted to be a race car driver, but over the years he became what he calls a pure autocrosser. He's participated in national events through the Sports Car Club of America and is a licensed safety steward.
Each course is set up with safety in mind. They're designed so that if you lose control of a car, you don't hit something. Hopefully the worst thing that can happen is you hit a traffic cone and that's it. And basically we scrutinize each course before each event in order to make sure that we feel like it's safe.
Okay, everyone, course is hot. Let's rock and roll.
Zorn O'Reilly's first SCCA event was the Triad Club's unique 24-hour autocross last fall. He said he wasn't interested in competing, but found autocrossing an economical and fun way to enjoy his car.
I have a sports car, and you very rarely have an opportunity to push it to the limit, so I figured I would come out here and see what it would do.
Though the sport is made up predominantly of men, some women compete, too. The club also has a commitment to helping create better drivers. John Bird is part of the National Street Survival Organization that teaches teenagers how to drive safely. And he says at his age, autocrossing keeps him driving younger.
I think this is one of the greatest sports in the world. It's not for everybody, but if somebody's listening to me right now and has any interest at all and wants to come out and talk or come out and try this, we'll help you. And we'll help you have fun. And whether you're going fast or not, I think you'll have fun. And I think it makes you a better driver out on the highway and a safer driver. And God knows that's what we're all looking for.
Registration for the Triad Sports Car Club's autocross event ends Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with the first car off the starting line at 10. For more information, visit our website, wfdd.org. Audrey Fannin, WFDD News.